So today's daf is daf mem bay. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara says Rav Huna, achal tleiser rifte. Rav Huna was quite a hungry one, so he had 13 loaves of bread, and they came from Pasa Baba Kisim. And b'nei tlasa tlasa b'kaba, three kikaros, 3 loaves. It all amounted to a very large shear of 1 kav. Every 3 was like 1 kav. So that's a lot to eat. V'lo baruch, and afterwards he did not bench. So very strange. So Amar le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, Ad kafna. This is like the amount of food that a person who's starving would eat. But Ella kol shachem kovin alav suda tzarch levarch. He was telling him it doesn't make a difference how much you eat and how hungry you are. It depends on what the typical shear is for a kovei suda. So even though you may have eaten a lot and you may not have been full from all that, still, if the typical person were to eat that amount of shear, that would be kovei suda. So then, even though it's pasbav kissin, and even though normally pasbav kissin, such as perhaps crackers and pretzels and cake and all of that and apple pie, even though that's normally mazonos and alamichya, the person's kovei suda and has a shear of kovei suda, whatever that shear might be, that would deserve a motzi and a benching afterwards. Again, I've mentioned before, it's a complicated sugya, how to figure out the shear. The big machlokas in the poskim, the Shabrua talks about this, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about this, but whatever the kovei suda is, that will warrant a hamotzi and benching. Gemara says, Rav Yehuda hava asik le lebre. Rav Yehuda was, asik is always a lashon of, he was osik in making a chuppah, marrying off his son. And they, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, along with the daughter of Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. So they're making a shidduch with each other. Rav Yehuda's son with Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva's daughter.
So what was his stand with his son?
Said, so you should have benched. You should have benched afterwards. You ate so much.
No, Rav Huna ate and Rav Nachman told him.
Right, Rav Nachman told him that Rav Huna should have benched. You ate so much, you should bench. He didn't answer then.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Aisi Lekamayu, Pas Baba Kissin. So, during the chuppah, or during the wedding at some point, they brought Pas Baba Kissin. Again, which is either crackers, or some fruit pie, or a cake. Kiyasa, Shaminu Hadakam Varchi Hamotzi. And he heard that he was saying Hamotzi. So, Amr Lehu, my tzitzi the kashimani. I'm hearing the word tzitz. I'm hearing motzi, the tzaddik. Why is that motzi? We're eating crackers, eating cake. Dilma hamotzi lechem in aretz kamevachisu. Is he making a hamotzi on the pasuk baba kisnin? Amr lei in he is. The Tani, the Brisa teaches us that Rabbi Moni Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda pasuk baba kisnin mevarchin aleha mizah hamotzi. You do say hamotzi on pasuk baba kisnin. Vamer Shmuel says halacha is k'rabi mona, and that's how we paskin to say hamoti on a pas of baba kissin. So Amri lehu ain halacha k'rabi mona itamar. The halacha is not like him. But Amri le v'hamar hu damer shmishmei de Shmuel. But don't we have a statement in the name of Shmuel that lachmanio is a different types of pieces of bread, which is not really a bread, but it's more like some type of cracker of some sort of machlokas, but it's a form of a pas of baba kissin, maybe a sweet bread. Ma'arvin behen umivarchin el hamotzi. But we do have a statement that you could use lachmanios, which is pas baba kissin, as erev chatzeros, like we use a matzah. It could serve as a real bread, and you say hamotzi on them. So do you or do you not say hamotzi on a pas baba kissin? There are two contradictory statements. And the Gemara answers, shiny hasam, there is different. When would you say hamotzi on matzah or cracker? Matzah is not a good example, but crackers or cakes. The kava. The kava suda say olayu, when you would be kovei suda, you have the right amount of shear that one is kovei suda on, then you would say a hamotzi on a pasuk baba kissin. Aval heicha de lo kava suda say olayu, when your person is not kovei suda, he's having it as a snack, so then lo, he would not say hamotzi, rather he would say a mizonos. So Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, a papa ikle lebei Rav Huna brei Rav Nasan. So he went to visit the house of Rav Huna, and the gamri de suda sayu aisu lekame midi lemechel. And after the meal was finished, so they brought some desserts to eat. So Ashaka Rapapa Vakaachil, Rapapa took it and he ate. So Amri Le, Lo Savar Le Mar, Gamar Asim Lechel. So don't you know the klal that when a person finishes eating, you can't eat until you've benched and said another bracha? Here, they already finished the Suda. And now after the Suda's over, they bring more food. You have to say a bench first and then say a new bracha. Amri Lehu, he says that Salik Itmar, it's only true when you remove the table. But if you finish eating and the table is still there, so there's always a possibility that a person could still continue to eat. So Rashi explains here, salak itmar, it doesn't mean the table, it really means salak imsilik halechem, v'chol ha'ochem al ha'shulchan, if you remove the bread, and you remove all the food, v'adayin lo birchol, then it's asur lechel. Here they just finished eating, but the food was still there, so a person could always continue to pick away, and doesn't deserve a new bracha. If you take a look over at Tosos, salak itmar, so it says the Tosos, it wasn't referring to the removing of the food, rather, salak inmar is mashma shadarchan ayash salak ha shulchan, that they'd remove the table. kodem birkas hamazon. So they move the table before benching. So they ask Tosfos v'lechaora kasha. Leminog shalanu, our practice seems to be incorrect. Shanu machpidim shlola salik alechem kodem. We don't remove the bread before we bench. We leave the bread there. B'shema biyameim nami lo hayu masalkin al shulchan mekam mehem avarach. Kim lefnei shar mesubin. He writes, maybe in those days, they would only remove the table in front of the other people mesubin, but in front of the mevarach, the one who's benching, they wouldn't remove the table. The table would still be there. V'shayu lahen shulchanus ketanim. They had small tables. They had little small tables in front of each person. It wasn't like a big dining room table. We each had your small personal table. Each person would eat on his own little table in front of him. But according to us, our practice, that we all eat on one big table, we don't remove the table until after benching. Now, our day, we don't even remove the table ever. But either way, we see that there are different practices and what indicates the end of the meal. Has to be the removal of something, either the removing of the table or the removing of all the food. But simply stopping to eat and nothing has been removed, that does not indicate the end of a meal. And one can continue to eat more food if more food is brought forward. So the Gemara then says...
Sometimes you clean the table off and then you put on desserts.
You know, but a person has in mind that's the next step, everyone knows. So Rava Rabbi Zeira Iklai Lebe Resh Kalusa. One time these two great Gedolim were visiting the house of the Resh Kalusa. The Basa Disliku Taka Mikamayo. And then they took away the table. So the meal was over. Shadre Lehu Riz Tana. And then they sent out some more meat. It was like another course. Mibe Resh Kalusa from the house of the Resh Kalusa. The kitchen was very active there. And Rava Acha Rava ate. Rabbi Zeira Lacha. Rabbi Zeira refused to eat any because he thought the meal was over and he didn't bench yet. So you can't have another piece of meat until you bench and set a new bracha now. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira says to Rava, Lo Savar Lamar, does Rava not hold of the din Aser Mila Echol? You can't eat when the table is removed until you've debenched, until you bench and set a new bracha on a new food? Amar Lei says, Anana Ataka Deresh Galusa Samchin. Taka is a table, so I rely on the Resh Galusa's table. So I don't know what's going to be brought out in my house. Okay, fine. My wife finishes the food, moves the table. For me, I think the meal's over. I have no idea what's going on in the Resh Kalusa's house. So whenever he tells me it's over, it's over. But until then, the removal of the table does not indicate to me necessarily that the meal is over. As Rashi says, Ataka de Resh Kalusa Samchinan, Vein Siluka Salak. Removing the table does not indicate the end of a meal. Shadaitenu im Yisa Masel Meis Panav Aleinu Nechel. If he's going to bring out more food, then I'm going to eat more food. We look at these two tosusim now. Rabbi Zeira lo acha. Rabbi Zeira wouldn't eat the food. Tema. The fimash mefarshim haolam havlan v'nevarich aser lemishte b'lo bracha shlefanav. So there's a cloud we're going to see in the Gemara. I think it's later on in the daf here. If not, it's in a different Gemara. That when you say let's bench, you say let's bench. I think the meal over. Let's bench. You need to catch mincha. That itself, that statement indicates the meal's over. So according to that, so the tosus asks a question. So again, Tema, Lufi Mashim Farshim Ha'olam, that which everyone explains, Havlam V'Nivrach, once you say, let's bench, Asa L'Mishtei B'la Bracha, you can't drink now without a bracha, Shalafanav. So Rabbi Zeira had another Eitza. Amai Lo Lecha, Acha, why didn't he eat? Rabbi Zeira could have, Livrach Alev Lecha, why didn't he say a bracha of Shahakol on the new meat that was brought out? Doesn't mean you can't eat, just means you need a new bracha. So why didn't he just say a new bracha on the new basar? So Gemara says, if Tosfos rather answers, B'Shema Hayav Tavshil Shayav Bapas. Maybe they weren't bringing out meat. They're bringing out bread, more bread. V'hayat tzarach birchas emotzi v'nitiyas adayim. He had to go wash his hands. He had to go say emotzi. V'tarach hayalas was kol kach. He didn't want to get up and wash his hands again, and that's why he didn't say another bracha. But it sounds like that if he wanted to, if it was meat, if it wasn't emotzi inechanami, he could have said another bracha and continued to eat. This sounds like it's against Rashi. The Rashi says no. You can say a new bracha rishona until you've said a brichas hamazon on the previous meal, and only then can you go ahead and say a bracha rishona. So it seemed like there is a machlokas rishonim here. Then the next toast is really interesting. Ataka the Resh Kalusa Samchinim. We rely on the table, on the kitchen of the Resh Kalusa, whatever he does, whatever he brings out. We don't end the meal until it tells us the meal's over. So toast says, Misha shachach lechol afikomen. So let's say a guy, he's having this lel seder. It's very late. He has a few cups of wine. He's a little drunk. And he forgets to eat the afikomen. And he says, Amar, Havlam v'nivrach, let's go bench. So what's the din? Eino hesachadas. That's not hesachadas. Why not? How you said let's bench. We said let's bench is the end of the meal. So how can you now have the afikomen? You have to wash again for the afikomen. So Tosfos is an amazing thing. De'anun ataka derachamana some chinam. We're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the table Leil Seder, and this is part of the Seder, so you can't just end it, even though in your mind you thought it was over and you forgot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated what the halach is. You must have the afikomen. Vim shachach. Fine, so that's the Denisa. You read the rest of it, I guess, on your own time, but that's a fascinating point. It comes up pretty interestingly. I once was at, if a Sheva Brachos, let's say, actually, let's just go by it. Excuse me. We're giving shir now, not now.
I'm not talking.
I'm a Rav. The Gemara says, now, Rav Papa. So, no, we did that already. So, I'm a Rav Haragio B'Shemen, person who's used to putting Shemen on after the meal is over. So then, they'd you know, sometimes we'd do my machronim, and sometimes they'd use oil to clean off their hands from all the schmutz. Because they used to use their hands, see, they wouldn't use utensils. Utensils was a later invention. The Gemara and the Dharma and Rabbi Hananel there talks about using hands to eat. So their hands were very dirty. So they rubbed oil and to keep it smooth. And so the Gemara says, if one were to have shemen to normally end the meal, so even though he may have removed the table or the food, if they haven't yet brought the shemen yet, that indicates the meal is continuing on. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Ki havinam be Rav Kana, Amar Lan, when Rav Ashi was in the house of Rav Kana, he says, that's kigon onan, like we're an example of this, diragilan bimashcha, that we're used to putting oil on our hands after the meal, mashcha ma'akvaslan, that if we didn't bring out the oil yet, we didn't put the oil on yet, so that's ma'akev, that meaning continues on the meal, and that's not the end of the meal without the oil. V'las hochasa kichol hanishmaitza, we don't pass like all the statements above, Ella, there are three things that are immediate to each other. I mean, we don't go based on the end of the food. We don't go based on the removing of the table. We don't go based on the removing of the putting out the oil. What we do based on what defines the end of the meal, my machronim, as we'll see. What is shlosha tchifos? What are three things that are immediately next to each other? Take off l'smicha, shchita. That smicha must take place immediately before shchita. So the way it worked in the base of Mikdash was that the person bringing the carbon chatas, for example, places hands and his body pressure weight onto the animal, the smicha, and immediately after smicha, they do a shchita on the animal. Those must be right after each other. Next thing on the example, take off legula tefila. We know there should not be any interruptions between Berachat HaShem Gal Yisrael and Hashem Tzvas HaTiftach in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. They must be immediately after each other. And the third one, which is relevant for us, take off Linatilas Yadayin Bracha. That right after a person washes Mayim Achronim, he must bench immediately, so as to bring out in the washing of Mayim Achronim, which indicates the end of the meal. Anything before that is not considered the end of the meal. But as I said, we saw in Tosfos, if one does say Havran Nivrich, let's bench, that is actually also considered the end of the meal. So Amar Abai says there's actually one more, there's a fourth item on the list of Shlosh Tchefos, and that's as follows. Amar Abai, af anu ne'mar, tekef l'tamidei chachamim, bracha. Immediately after hosting, Rashi explains, when a person hosts a Talmud Chacham, immediately afterwards, you're going to be blessed with bracha. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, v'yibarcheinu Hashem b'glalech, that the bracha was caused b'glalech, rather, that Yaakov explained to Lavan that the whole reason why you were zocha to so many cattle and sheep is because I was here, so it was me, Yaakovino, that caused you the bracha. Or alternatively, the Gemara says, Ibayis Ema Mehacha, a different pasuk that says, when Yosef is describing what took place in the house of Potiphar, it says, Vayivarech Hashem es Bayis HaBeis HaMitzri, Bayis HaMitzri, Beglal Yosef. It's because of Yosef that there is bracha in the Beis HaMitzri. So we see that a Talmud Chacham's presence in the house brings about bracha immediately. That's takeoff the Talmud Chacham bracha. The new Mishnah tells us now here in the very bottom of Amud Aleph here. Beirich Ahayayin, Shlifnei HaMazon. Let's say a person makes a bracha on wine before the meal. The din is he's pater as a yayin shel acher mazon. That any wine he has during the meal, it's not after Birkas HaMazon, this is all before benching, but anything he has during the meal is exempt from the bracha he said beforehand. So for example, we say Kiddush Friday night, the Shabbos day, we say Kiddush Ahayayin HaGafen before the meal, and we're allowed to drink during the meal without having to say a new bracha on the wine. But Berech ala parperes, if a person says a bracha on parperes, which is some type of appetizer, and maybe pargiot, Rashi gives an example, maybe some baby chicken. So any bracha that's made on an appetizer, shefnei mazon, before the meal begins, that's pater se parperes shel acher mazon, that's going to exempt the need for bracha during the rest of the meal. But Berech ala pas, Berech ala pas, let's say I make a bracha on pas, the bread, pater se parperes, the bracha, bread, hamotzi, it covers any appetizer, any meat or chicken during the meal. But al ha-parperis, if I said a bracha on parperis, on a baby chicken of some sort, lo pater sapas, that will not exempt bread. We know that a bracha of shakal on chicken will certainly not poter the bracha motzi and pas. So then the Mishnah says, Beishami omrim af lo maisek der, not even on maisek der. So it's unclear what Beisham is referring to here, so the Gemara is going to clarify what Beisham's position is here. So then the Mishnah says at the end, the last two lines here, Hayoshvin kolechem mivarech la'atzmo. Let's say people are sitting by themselves eating. Let's say you're at the same table, but you're having your own meal. You go to, like, I don't know, at work sometimes, you have a central place for having lunch and meals. So then I'm sitting here and there's another guy sitting there, but we're next to each other. We're not eating with each other. We're not sitting with each other. We happen to be sitting next to each other, but we're not having a meal together. So a person, you're sitting each person by themselves, even though it might be the same table, each person has their own benching. That's not considered a tzirf in terms of zimun. But let's say, hey, Sibu, they said, let's go together. Let's go as a group. Let's go as a chabura. So then, echad, mevarach lekulan. Then one is, says it's bracha for all of them. He could be yotzei, mimotzi, the rest of them, in benching. It comes up in yeshivas a lot. Many yeshivas have the psak that when you go down for the meals, that you don't bench here. There's no zimun there. Why not? Because everyone comes and goes. There's no schedule. There's a set time for lunch. But this guy comes and he runs. This guy comes late. This guy comes early. This guy. And everyone's moving around. There's no kviya suda, some suggest, in the auditorium at any yeshiva. So that's considered a separate going by themselves. But if you say, let's sit down and have a meal together, we're going to have a little schmooze, the 3-4 of us, that would be considered kviya suda. Yes. Mikadin, but everyone should say it. Lemaisa, everyone should say it. So then the Mishnah says on the top of Amud Beis here, Balahem Yain Besocha Mazon. Let's say wine is brought during the course of the meal. Kol Echad Echad Mivarach LaAtzmo. Each person should say their own Hagafen on the wine. The Gemara tomorrow's daf is going to explain what this means. And then the Mishnah says Achar Mazon. If let's say the wine is brought only after the meal's over, which means it's being used for Birkas HaMazon at that point, so then the din would be Echa Mevarach LeKulam. No, only the Mevarach, the one who's leading the Zimun, says the only bracha on Hagafa, not everyone else. Who Omer, and that same person who's benching should also say Al HaMugmar, which is some type of smell that they'd say a bracha on the Mugmar. He, the same person benching, would say the bracha on the Reyach. Even though they typically wouldn't bring it until afterwards, meaning the mugmar is not really part of the suda, it's not part of the tzarech suda, it was still considered the one who's mechabit himself, the one who's mechabit to say the bracha of benching and wine would be the one to also the bracha on the mugmar, and that we'll see in tomorrow's daf as well. So Gemara now says, "Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Elo B'Shabasos V'Yamun Tovim." This is only true, this din, that the wine that's before the eating is going to exempt the wine that's brought during the meal. It's only true of Shabbosos v'yamim tovim hol adam kaveh sudas al hayan. Because in these days of Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov, people are kaveh sud and wine. That wine becomes part of the meal, and you're kaveh, it's part of one whole meal that you're having. But when it comes to a regular weekday, v'abashar yimos hashana, v'varach kos v'kos, a person then drinks each kos separately. Because during the Shabbos meal and Yom Tov, we're trying to drink a lot of wine, so we understand we're having more cups of wine. But during the week, a guy's having a glass of wine at his dinner table, he's not kaveh suda. Maybe he'll have another cup, maybe he won't have another cup. So each time he has another cup, it's not in mind. He doesn't have that in mind to say that bracha, and therefore each wine during the week would warrant its own separate bracha. So the Gemara then says, Itmar Nami was said as well in the name of Amar Bar Meri, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lo Shanu Ela B'Shabbos of Yom Tovim, U'B'Shah She'Adam Yotze Mibeis HaMerchatz, U'B'Shah Sakasas Dam. These are all situations where people have wine, B'Kvias, Shabbos and Yantif. A guy left the Beis HaMerchatz, so after he went, he cleaned himself, so it was healthy to have some wine, to his Koveh Suda B'Yayim. Or a guy after Hakasas Dam, after going through the bloodletting. So these are situations where people would be Koveh Suda even during the week. Hol the Adam Koveh Suda Sal Hayayim. He would, it's sufficient to say the bracha of the wine before the meal. And that covers all the cups of wine during the meal. About the Shari Kos Hashanah, a regular day, a typical day of the year, Mivarach HaKos V'Kos, a person should say a separate Hagafen on each glass of wine because he's not Koveh Suda outside of the aforementioned cases. So Rabba Bar Meri, Ikle the Rava. One time Rabba Bar Meri was visiting the house of Rava. Behold, it was during a weekday. And Chazi the Baruch Lefnei Amazon, he saw that he made a bracha Hagafen on the wine before the meal. V'had the Baruch L'Achar Amazon. Then he said another separate bracha on Hagafen during the meal. So Amar Le Yasher, correct, you're doing what is correct, that's a right halacha. V'chein Amar Rav Yishu ben Levi, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Iklay Lebe Abaye, B'yamtev Chazi Debaruch Akol Kasa V'Kasa. But then, one time he visited the house of Abaye, and he saw that it was a yamtev, and yet he was saying a separate bracha on each cup. But doesn't Amar Le Lo Savar Ha Savar La Mar La Hadar Bishuvan Levi? Don't you know that the halacha of saying separate brachas on each cup is only true during the week? But on a yantif, so then the din would be that you only say one bracha on the first coast. So Amar Le Nimlochana. I was Nimloch. I was indecisive. I made a decision. Meaning first when I said the bracha, I had in mind only to have one cup and said that's it. I'm stopping. But then I changed my mind. I wanted to have another cup later on. So therefore, since I was Mesiach Daito from it, that's a situation where even a Yantiv, one would have to say a separate bracha on that cup of wine. So Gemara now says, Ibar Elu, halfway down the Amud here, Balahem Yain Besoch HaMazon Mahu, Sheyiftor Es HaYain Shel Achar Mazon. So now, what's the halacha? Up until now, we were talking about wine before the meal and wine during the meal. Now, the Gemara is asking the question, what about a bracha on wine during the meal? Will that cover the wine, the bracha, for the wine I'm going to have after the meal for the benching? What's the din there? So the Gemara explains again. Ibarilu ba lem yain biso chamazon mao sheyifter as hayain shela acher mazon. Same tim salomer. If you're going to say baruch al hayain shelfnei hamazon, that which we were talking about up until now, that the bracha before the meal is posed as hayain shela acher mazon, it exempts the wine during the meal. Well, that's because mishum they both have the same function. There's elishos. Why do I drink the wine before the meal? Because I'm thirsty. Why do I drink the wine during the meal? Because I'm thirsty. So that is the same category. Aval hachi, here in this case, v'zeh lishos, v'zeh lishros slow. The reason why I drink wine at the end of the meal is not to, because I'm thirsty, it's rather to soak the food, to help digest the food. Not because I'm thirsty, not trying to quench my thirst, I'm trying to help the food go down to different type of drinking, and therefore maybe the bracha during should not cover the bracha after. So the Gemara says, oh, Dilma, or perhaps, Losha, maybe there's no difference. We don't care the function and the reason why you're drinking the wine. Perhaps if it's anything over the course of the meal, whether it's before, the middle, or the end, the guffin should cover it. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Amar Poter. Rav thinks that the bracha of Hagafen does exempt the bracha after the meal. Rav Kana Amar Eino Poter. Rav Nachman Amar Poter. So there's a machlokas amarim. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, v'chol tamid de'rav Amri eino nif poter. They say it does not exempt the bracha of the gafen afterwards. So asks the Gemara Esive, Rav Rav Nachman, Balhem yain besoch hamazon kol echad ve'echad mevarach la'atzmo. If the wine comes during the meal, each one says their own bracha of a gafen. But if it comes la'achar mazon, like the Mishnah said, echad mevarach l'kum. One person says a bracha for all of them. So what's the question here? So if you look at Rashi, halfway down the Rashi's, La'achar hamazon echad mivarach l'kulan. If you bring the wine after the meal, so one person says the bracha for everyone else. Kasaka daitach d'achikama. Kishiaviyu yayin sheni. When you bring a second cup of wine after achar mazon, echad mivarach l'kulan. V'hotanele d'chol echad v'echad yivarach al shebesoch hamazon l'atzmo. V'kamatzich tu bracha al shlachar mazon. Isn't the case where they had first wine during the meal, and each person said a bracha on the guffin? And then the Mishnah says, and when you bring a bracha, the wine afterwards, one guy says a bracha for everyone else. He's motzi everyone else. But why? Didn't he just say a bracha during the meal? Is this Mishnah not a raya that even though you said a bracha on yayin during the meal, you still have to say a separate bracha after the meal? The only difference is who's saying the bracha, but you still need a bracha for the wine after the meal. And the Gemara says, no, amr le hachi kamar. The Mishnah means, and imlo b'helem yayin besoch hamazon, if wine hadn't come during the meal, elal achar mazon only comes at the end of the meal, then echad mevarach l'kulam. One person says a bracha and is motzi everyone else. But if it were to be a case that there was wine brought during the meal, and you said the bracha v'agafen, it would exempt the wine that's brought at the end of the meal. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, baruch al pas pater saparperis, al parperis lo pater sapas. That we had the bread, the motzi, exempts any parperis, any appetizers, but the appetizer brachas don't exempt the bread bracha. Beishame omrim afla maisa kadera, not even maisa kadera. So what exactly was he referring to? So maisa kadera is defined as different things, or Rashi says here in the Amud Aleph here, different types of wheat-based food, a thing that will fill you up and satiate you. So what's Beishame saying when afla maisa kadera? What does he mean? So Gemara raises the two possible readings of Beishame. Ibailhu Beishame Aresha Pligi? O Dilma Sefi Pligi. So is he arguing on the Resha or is he arguing the Seifa? Do we say he's arguing the Resha? And the Dilma Seifa Pali Dikamar Tanakama, the Tanakama says Barich alapas, potter parperes, that if you say a motzi, it exempts parperes, it exempts any appetizers, and certainly the kosher cane maisek there, and certainly any bread-based, mezonos-based food during the meal. The also beishamai, and beishamai comes along and says, lemeimar, lomi bari de parperes lo patri le pas. Not only, needless to say, that parperes is not exempted from the pas, ela filu maisek there nami lo patri, that the bread doesn't only exempt parperes, but doesn't even exempt the maisek kedera. Pas doesn't cover anything. Is that what beishamai is saying? Oduma aseifa pligi, perhaps he's arguing on the seifa, the katani bercha parperes lo patri se pas, that if you make a bracha on the appetizers, it doesn't exempt the bread, pasu de la pater. So the appetizer doesn't exempt the pas, aval, maisa kateri pater. But it will exempt the maisa kateri. So what exactly is Beis Shammai saying? So also Beis Shammai lemeimar, afu maisa kateri nami lo pater, and the Gemara says, it's unclear what tzad Beis Shammai is taking here in arguing on this din of what the bread exempts versus what the appetizers exempt. The Gemara now says the Edom, the bottom here of Amud Beis here as follows. Hayu Yoshin Kol Echad V'Echad, each person sitting down separately. So the din was, if they're eating separately, they're not mitzaref to a zimun. If they're sitting down together, if they're coming bending down together, they've had a meal as a unit, as a chabura, then they would be mitzaref to a zimun. So the Gemara says at one time, this is the first thing Gemara makes a dig, Hesebo in Lasi below, only true if they were like leaning down and having a real meal and sitting in Kaveh Suda. But if they're not Kaveh Suda, even if they do come together as a unit, that would not qualify as a zimun. So ask the Gemara, Uminhu. Asara shayu holchen baderach, 10 people are walking, afa pisha kulm ochen mikikar echad, even though they might be sharing from one loaf of bread, they're each taking a slice of the bread, kol echad v'yachad mevarach latzma, each person should say their own bracha. Yashru lechel, they come to sit down together, afa pisha kol echad v'yachad ochen mikikar, even though each person has their own bread, echad mevarach lekul, and then one person says the bracha for everyone else, meaning it doesn't depend on what food you're using. Depends on whether you're sitting or not sitting together. If you're walking and eating while you're walking, so that's not a kavius. But if you're sitting down, so then no matter what, you know, you brought your own lunch bag, each person, so still you say a bracha because you're yashru. So the Gemara is medayik, katani yashru, afa pishlo, hesebu. So yashru means to sit. Hesebu means to lean and really to like make yourself comfortable. So we learn from the Braisa that all you really need is to sit together, but you don't have to hesebu, you don't need to lean and be in a couch. So, but our mission implies only if I say a seba, if there's a seba, would it create a kviya suda. So Amar of Nachman of Bar Yitzchak could go into Amri, nezel, v'nechel, lachma, beduchplan. Where he said, let's go eat in this bread in this place. So there are two ways a person can be kaveh suda. Either you could hey sibu, you know, everyone gets comfortable on their couch and leans back. That in itself implies a kviya suda. Or you could articulate, let's eat together, even though there's no hesibu, there's simply yashru. That's sufficient by saying, articulating, let's have a meal together. So kinach nafshe de Rav, when Rav passed away, azu tamida basrei, his tamidim followed, was part of the levaya, of course, to bury him. Kihaji, on the way back, amri neitav anecho lachma anar danak. Let's go sit down, they're hungry, let's sit, there's a nice river called the Nahar Danak, let's sit down next to the riverbanks and have a meal together. Basid de karche, after they ate, yasviva kamen barley, they start to question and debate. Hey sibu dafkatanan aval yashulo. Is the din of being matarif to a zimun only true when you're hasebu, when you're leaning down, and they didn't have any couches, they weren't to hasebu by the riverbanks, but sitting alone wouldn't be sufficient, and we don't have a zimun here. Oh, dilma came with aminizel v'nechel rifsa beduchta balansa, since we said let's eat together in this place, that's sufficient, that's ki hasebu dami, that is comparable to bending, to leaning down, and maybe that is kriya suda. So this is the suffix they were talking about. Lahavik biyadai, no one knew the answer, no one had a masorah what the psach was. Kam Rav Adar Barava stood up, and Ahadar cried la'achorei. He already had torn clothing because he tore for his Rebbe Muvak. So he turned around his tear to the back, and then Kari Achrin, he tore another tear in the other part of his shirt now. And Amr, he said, he made an announcement to the other members, the other Talmidim that were there, Nach Nafshi de Rav Ubirchas Mazona Lo Gamrinon. Rav passed away, and we don't know the answer to this question about benching. Ad asahu saba, until he came, Ramali Masisin of Basrayu, Bishani Le, so until a certain elderly person came, seemingly it was Eliyahu Hanavi, he came, he answered the question, he said, Ramulu Masisin Le'abraisi, he said, the Mishnah says one thing, Hesibu. The Braisa says, Yashru, so how do you reconcile the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa? And he answered, well, we answered on Amrita, the Membez, Bishani Le, he answered, came into Amri Nizavanech Lachman Medim Plan. Since you said, let's go eat together in this place, that is Kesebu Dami, and therefore they should bench with a Zeman. Okay, we will stop here and everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
What do you say?